listeners think that radio should be just records, nothing else. The Musicians' Union disagrees. Quite properly insists on a certain amount of live music being used. So the BBC hauls in all Britain's session musicians, three at a time, to make them play Burt Bacharach. After they've spent the first hour of the session deciding on a name for the group. Now, these recordings used to be sprinkled among the records, and people used to switch off in droves. So the BBC thought, why not take all the live music and put it on at a time when nobody's listening? Then the programmes at peak times can just have records in. And that is why Radio 2 now goes all through the night. Slowly counting its musical sheep.
Playing on Radio 2. They're not good, but they're incredibly cheap and guaranteed to send you to sleep on Radio 2. 3 o'clock in the morning, and the rep drives his Sierra and listens to Radio 2. He'll be on the M1 for at least one more hour, and the musical Mogadon's working its power on Radio 2. Forcing his eyes open wide, but there's an awful lot at stake. It's a matter of pride to Kenny that anyone listening to him can't stay away. 4 o'clock in the morning, and the rep turns into his driveway, still listening to Radio 2. He's done it, relaxes, his heavy lids fall. He writes off the car on the garage back wall. While the trio comes to the end of the number, all over the country, motorists slumber as the song is replaced by the jingle that says, on Radio 2, drive safely.